Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I asked Maggie Reardon to help me out with this a little bit. She's a CNET senior writer, has helped us out with tech stuff before. Hi, Maggie. It's John.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Just scratch my itch. Tell me that you think emoji are bad.
I don't think they're bad. I actually find them fascinating. It's like a new language.
Today's National Emoji Day. Do you know why July 17th is Emoji Day?
Well, it all goes back to Apple. Doesn't everything go back to Apple?
I guess so.
So Apple, when they started including the calendar emoji, and really on anything that they indicate is their sort of calendar icon, they always use July 17th. And so that's how July 17th became the official emoji day.
So if you see the sort of emoji of or the character of a calendar, they show it like it's always turned to July 17th on that page. So today is the day that we sort of step back and take a look at what emoji have become. A few fun facts. The face with tears of joy emoji is for 3 years running now the most popular emoji. So rather than type, that is so funny, I'm crying, I'm laughing so hard, you just send the face with tears of joy. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I think what's fascinating about emoji is really, you know, it started in Japan, right? So, I mean, it sort of crosses all cultures. And there are some different variations, and there can be some misunderstandings. But, you know, I mean, I don't read Japanese or Korean or any, but I think, you know, there are some emojis that can express an emotion or what I'm trying to say just with a picture, and that kind of goes across all languages.
Was that the idea? I mean, was it a shortcut for a native tongue, or was it so that you could speak multiple languages? You talked to people in different...
I think it started in Japan as, I think, a shortcut just for, you know, if you can say something in a picture rather than, 15 characters, why not use a picture? Mm-hmm. And I think it's kind of gone... That's why it's been so popular, I think, because it's easy and it's fun, too.
But you do make an interesting point, and one I never really thought about, but if we don't share a common language... And we have some sort of experience. I don't know that people use it this way now that I think about it, but there is something universal about it, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. And, you know, and there are people who, you know, who study languages who say, you know, this is the way a new language sort of starts, right? I mean, I don't think it's going to replace, and many experts have said they don't think it'll replace language. But, you know, it certainly has become a big part of our culture and sort of the mobile culture around the globe.
It's interesting to me, too, that the new set of emoji that are going to debut later this year include a woman with a headscarf. Oh, that's...
Yeah.
Wow, boy, how did we miss that? It's time for that, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, again, you know, it goes to, you know, what we're talking about and what's happening in our world. I mean, I think another one is a mother nursing, which is also kind of interesting. But
well, now, why would you want... Wait, hold on. What is the value? So imagine for me a scenario where you would use the mother nursing emoji.
You know, honestly, I'm not really sure. I can imagine. I don't know. You could say, oh, had a tough day, you know. You know, and you know your friend just had a baby. I've been nursing, I don't know, or who knows?
I'm putting you on the spot. Steve will do it. Hey, Steve, imagine an instance, Steve's busy, but imagine an instance where you would need that emoji. It's kind of funny to me. I guess that's not even a fair criticism. Then don't use the dang thing if you don't want. But if you saw somebody maybe at a store and they were nursing their baby, I still can't imagine the reason why you would need or use that. Maybe if I was more of a, I mean, because to me, emoji are best used as expressions of emotion, not as identifiers of things, you know, as adjectives, not as nouns.
True, which is why the one laughing with the tears coming out is the one that's most used.
They have a vomiting emoji now. It's a face with a sick face and mouth open and brown stuff coming out. Hooray. I'm sorry to see and hear that. So emoji started in Japan, and then it's sort of migrated. Can you talk at all about how an emoji gets to be accepted, how it comes to be?
Well, there's a consortium. There's the Unicode consortium. And, you know, they sort of are the ones who determine the official emojis. But Apple and Google can adopt any emoji and create any design that they like. And really, I mean, so you've got sort of the Unicode consortium. But really, if you think about this, I mean, it's driven largely by the two biggest mobile platforms in the world, which are Apple and Google. And in fact, you know, that's how emoji really took off, is when Apple added it to its keyboard in 2011. I think that's when we really saw an explosion and a lot of people using it.
I see at Time.com today that 5 billion emoji are sent daily on Facebook Messenger alone. That's amazing, isn't it?
It is. I mean, I use them all the time. I mean, I kind of use more of the rudimentary ones, you know, the ones with the faces, because like you, I like the ones that show emotion. But, you know, it just is almost like a part of my typing. It just happens. I don't know if that's for other people. But.
Yeah. Somebody just texted to us and said, hey, the nursing emoji could be used mm-hmm. when the person being texted is, in fact, nursing. And this will explain why they're busy.
There you go.
I sent a text to somebody the other day and got the auto reply that says, I'm driving right now. I'll talk to you later. And I thought, oh, what a clever use of an auto response. But this would work that way, too. She could at least send that one, and then you'd know to lay off for a half hour or whatever.
Right.
Because we have to hear from them within 10 minutes.
Some of the most requested emoji include an afro, a bagel, and hands making a heart. Okay. All right. Fine. Calendar emoji, minimized version. Yeah, I'm just looking at this thing here. There are now 2,666 official emoji. Thanks to a new array of options in skin tone, gender selection, and professions, there were just 722 as recently as 2015. So this really is evolving. Not only is it growing, but it's growing exponentially. It's growing even faster than it had been in the past.
Yeah, and people need to keep in mind that really anybody can develop these. That the problem is that if it's not sort of an official emoji, or if it's not something that Apple or Google have adopted on their platform, then, you know, it may not show up well in when you're transmitting it, right? So people may not understand it, or it may, you know, look different, and then the message is lost. In fact, there have been studies that show that someone did a study earlier this year, I believe, where they looked at emoji and how they are interpreted, and some of it is, you know, people don't understand, like the nursing mom, like, I don't know what that means. Is she nursing? Did she see somebody nursing their child? I don't know. Or sometimes it's when it's transmitted, it's a technical issue where it doesn't render
right
the way you think it's going to render.
Right, yeah. Right. And then you accidentally declare war on the Netherlands or something.
That would be bad.
Yeah, I'm glad our president does not use them yet. John, emoji day, that explains it. I don't use them. I actually think it's immature for an adult to use them. However, one somehow ended up on a text to my husband. Apple must have made that decision for me. It ruined my streak of never using one. This could be me. I have never used an emoji. I sort of have this false sense of pride about that, the same way I do for not yet having a tattoo. Maggie, I don't have a tattoo, and I think that's...
Do you have a smartphone?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I'm not a complete troglodyte, but I am. I guess I am being a little resistant to the current culture, aren't I? And these things are not going away. All right, well, a happy emoji day. Any other words of wisdom you have for those of us who are resistant to emoji, Maggie?
You know, embrace the technology. It's fun. It might even make the typing easier for you.
Why don't you do one now, John?
All right.
Take out your phone.
I got it. My phone in my hand.
Send me or send someone an emoji.
Okay, I'm going to text to Steve. Oh, boy. Now what am I? This is like, all right, S-T-E. There's Steve Bertrand. Okay, now how do I do it? So then I go to the little happy face, and now I'm going to send Steve... well, I have a bunch of smile faces here.
This is exciting.
lipstick, eyeballs. Okay, Steve, I am now sending you. I hit this button. Oh, no, I'm in the address bar. Stand by. Now I'm going to go to the message area. I'm sorry, Maggie. I'll be with you in just a second here. But this is historic.
Maggie, he's going to mail you a letter. It'll be there before he's done.
Okay, there. I just sent to Steve an emoji that I believe expresses my feelings. Do you have it?
Are there fingers? Oh, no, I see. Yeah, he's breathing through his nose.
Is that what it is?
You thought those were fingers,
didn't you? I don't know what that is.
He's got smoke coming out of his nose.
And somebody with smoke coming out of their nostrils, like angry. I think that's what they are.
Message received. I get it.
Maggie, it's nice to talk to you. Thanks for babysitting us.
Well, thanks for having me on. Anytime.
We can read Maggie Reardon, senior writer at CNET. Go to CNET.com. Thanks, Maggie. Appreciate your time.